Saturday afternoon, another Bay Spotlight. Recycle for Change. Who are they? What do they do? Stuart Borg is the general manager and he's in our studio. Hello, Stuart.
Hello, Millie.
Right, let's start with what is Recycle for Change?
So Recycle for Change is a multifaceted social enterprise. We're a component of the state government's 10 cent container deposit scheme. In the scheme, 10 cents is refunded for drinking containers. Recycle for Change is different from reverse vending machines that you currently see in adverts and you see in shopping centres and car parks, etc.
Yeah.
Because we're much, much faster. So we're able to process 200 containers a minute.
Wow.
We pay cash, and which is an important component of our business model, and it's what our customers are asking for. So if you think about the container deposit scheme, you get your 10 cents back. But at the moment, if you're using the car park reverse vending machine, you get given a token.
Yeah.
With us, you get given cash.
So this is great. We've seen this launch, the other one, and it seems to take quite a while. To be able to do 200 a minute, did you say?
Yes.
That is incredible. Lids on or off?
It doesn't matter.
All right. This is wonderful. Stuart's from Recycle for Change, which aren't the reverse vending machines. Why do you reckon the Geelong community should get behind Recycle for Change, Stuart?
So we're in North Geelong, Thurner Avenue. But the 10 cents refund applies to individuals, community groups, commercial businesses, whoever wishes to participate in a scheme. This scheme offers organisations and individuals a chance to earn a 10 cent refund to take it home or to donate the 10 cents to a registered charity on site. We fill that option. We're also at Recycle for Change an environmentally focused. So we're able to generate environmental impact statements for the community groups that use us, for individuals, and for commercial customers. So they want to know how much water they've saved, how many containers they recycle, all that sort of stuff. We provide that information.
We're talking to Stuart, who's the general manager of Recycle for Change. They're in Thurner Avenue in Bell Park. It's quick. They're very environmental. They're thinking about our community here in Geelong. So why does Recycle for Change actually exist, Stuart?
So Recycle for Change is a new company. We're a social enterprise. We exist effectively to provide meaningful employment opportunities to people who struggle to find employment, such as those people exiting the justice system, and females who are victims of domestic abuse.
Yeah.
That's our core reason for being. But on top of that, we now have, as well as I said earlier, a multifaceted approach. So we have the environmental aspect where we're saving the environment. Don't forget, half of the litter that you see all around is drinking containers. So we're looking to eliminate half the litter on our streets, in our beaches, in our waterways. And on top of that, we have the community aspect where we're refunding 10 cents to people who need this 10 cents.
So many different things at Recycle for Change to love. Not only who you're employing and who you're helping, the environmental side of it. 200 pieces a minute, and the cash is a huge one. No token that you then have to take to a supermarket or whatever to refund. How do we get in contact and learn more about Recycle for Change?
So you can visit us in Thurner Avenue. We've got ample car parking space there. Or you can visit our website, recycleforchange.com.au. That's recycle4change.com.au.
Stuart Borg, it's a wonderful business here in Geelong. That's what Spotlight is all about. Have a really happy holiday season.
And you.
And I hope it keeps going well. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Millie.